Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Hawaii Governor Josh Green said yesterday that only a handful of the victims of the wildfire have been identified so far. Green said President Biden will visit Maui to survey the damage after the tough work is done, and that over 1,000 first responders from around the world are continuing to look for victims. Here's President Biden.
Almost 500 federal personnel have been deployed to Maui. FEMA search and rescue teams are sifting through the ashes.
The death toll from the Hawaii wildfires now up to 106. A Utah man who was killed by FBI agents earlier this month had confronted police with an assault-style rifle 5 years ago. Craig Robertson was holding the rifle when an officer rang his doorbell in 2015, and there was a bit of a standoff before Robertson finally put the gun down. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report he claims will show fraud during the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump said yesterday he'll release that report during a news conference next week in New Jersey and claimed the report will exonerate him from his recent indictment in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn that election. The Pacific Northwest bracing for near-record temperatures this week as a dangerous heat wave settles over the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories being issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters are urging residents in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through Thursday. The United Auto Workers are pressing for a strike vote against Detroit's big three automakers. Union President Sean Fain said yesterday that the union is seeking over 40% pay raises over 4 years and other benefits. This is USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps.
In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on the Harvard campus to wonder why. Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. One student tweeted that with a fraction of that, Harvard could pay every grad student about $9,000 over their current wages. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Louisville students will hopefully return to school on Friday after what's being called a school bus nightmare. The routes meant to address a bus driver shortage were designed by an outside company using AI-designed algorithms. When they were first used last week, chaos erupted, with some students not getting home from school until 10 p.m. They have been working nonstop to fix it. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms during her recent visit to China.
In an interview with CNN, she clarified that she ate the mushrooms as part of a dish at a well-liked Chinese restaurant.
If the mushrooms are cooked properly, which I'm sure they were at this very good restaurant, that they have no impact. But all of us enjoyed the mushrooms, the restaurant, and none of us felt any ill effects from having eaten them.
Yellen was in China in early July meeting with Chinese officials. I'm John Schaefer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Bill Martinez.
Well, good afternoon. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, with all the headlines and, the impact of Sound of Freedom, America is waking up to the reality that sex trafficking is an emergency. It is a crisis here in our country. And I think especially shocking is to realize that America has become the number one sex trafficking nation on the planet. Now, get your brain around that. It's hard to imagine, to consider just that headline. But there's a lot more beneath the headline. We're talking young children, young boys and girls, as depicted in Sound of Freedom. If you've seen the movie, if you haven't, you must see it. And even as horrific as it displays, it barely covers the tip of the iceberg. Here with us today is former intelligence officer Major Jeffrey Prather. He is here to talk about the fact that America has become a top nation for child sex trafficking. He is a retired special operations soldier, former DIA intelligence collector, ex-DEA special agent targeted by the deep state, turned whistleblower, and now AMP News intelligence officer. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Major, first of all, let me say, to say thank you for your service, to me, leaves so much lacking because you've dedicated your life, your passion, your skill set to saving people and serving our country.
Well, you're most welcome. I had a great dad who adopted me out of an orphanage. I'm actually a product of rape, and he was a World War II veteran, and so I kind of followed in his footsteps.
Well, that's incredible. You know, your story, as you say, and I've heard this, the courage that it must have taken for your mother to take you, to birth. And not have you aborted. Otherwise, it would have been a different story altogether, right?
Yeah, that's very true. And my wonderful wife found my birth mom, and we were reunited. She was from Oklahoma. And, my parents are who raised me, mm-hmm. but my yeah. birth mom had the bravery not to abort me. And in a lot of states, I could still be aborted today. So that's an issue that's really close to my heart.
I bet.
As a soldier, as a former special agent, intelligence officer, and as a chaplain.
Right. Well, Major, as this issue, especially abortion, is being debated so heavily, and yours is a story that the pro-abortionists would not want to hear, because you give the other side, you give voice to those children who are not represented, that some would, conveniently refer to as a fetus as opposed to a child. And, here it is, fortunately, because of the choice that your mother made, your birth mother made. You hear, and there's so many other stories like yours out there, right?
Yeah, that's very true. And I have nothing to do with the sin of my creation at all. So the whole idea that abortion should be okay because of rape is absurd, because all life is sacred. And just like Sound of Freedom says, God's children are not for sale.
Right. And I think that's, you know, what you bring to the point here is something that people need to consider, because, you know, they're willing to talk about, you know, some leniency, some consideration. You know, they often say, oh, well, you know, in the case of rape or the life of the mother, then abortion should somehow be okay. But there are stories like yours that prove differently.
Yeah, that's so true. It, you know, of course, if I hadn't been born, I wouldn't be doing the things I have done to expose what's going on. So I'm really glad we started off with that. Product of Rape came out of St. Joseph's Orphanage, which is a Catholic orphanage. Not Catholic now, but certainly appreciate many of the good Catholic institutions. And then went into the military as a military intelligence officer in the Army. And because I was already airborne, I got able to go into Special Operations Command at Fort Bragg. And went into psychological operations right away, which, of course, is now very important because Americans are being psyoped. Psyops have been turned on the American people.
Yeah, that's the thing that's most interesting. I want to get to that. But before we do, for just a moment, I do want to take a moment more to honor, you know, your parents who raised you. They had to be, Major, you know, some extraordinary and special people who chose to bring you into their family and to give you the foundation of character that you have today.
That is so true. My dad's name is Maurice Prather, and he's still alive, and I credit him with being the man I am today. He was a World War II Navy Pacific veteran, took me to Japanese martial arts dojos when I was 10 years old, which was incredible for him to overcome that. My mom, who has passed, is Beverly Prather, very devout woman and lady who adopted after me. They adopted three more. They just didn't do it once. They did it three more times. We were all from different birth moms.
Right.
And yeah, they have been amazing, and they are the foundation for everything that I am today.
You see what you did? You were so good as a child, you convinced them that they should have more company, and adopting children was a good thing, right?
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah, it's very true.
So then, you know, we kind of went real quick and into your military life. What drew you to the military?
Well, my dad was a World War II veteran, and most of us kind of grow up looking at our parents, our dads or our granddads, and want to be like them. And of course, you know, World War II is held up as the good war. There are no good wars, but the self-sacrifice, of the greatest generation was just amazing, and I think it's inspired many of us. So I really wanted to be like that. And so because I spoke Spanish and I was already airborne, I went into the Army. The Army is the senior service. If people don't know, before there was a country, there was an Army fighting for a country that did not yet exist. And I'm real proud of that, even though I'm very ashamed of what the Army has become today in the Department of Defense today. But it was really, I'm 66 now. I can look back and really see divine providence, because I went into PSYOP, and PSYOP had me deploy with Army Special Forces, Green Berets, and also Rangers into Honduras quite a bit. So I ended up working with the Contras. And then right before the Panama invasion, I was at Fort Sherman, which is the jungle school. Although I had been in a tunnel working on the Contra stuff that came out with Oliver North, but there was a special forces team training some long-haired guys, and I went over, I thought it was CIA. It turned out to be DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. Oh, and that was the, DEA's Operation Snowcap program, which was taking, DEA special agents, and sending them to host nations in Central and South America to do cocaine interdiction, kind of like the Clear and Present Danger, movie. Mm-hmm. But that really exposed me to, government corruption. And then later on, much later on, I ended up inadvertently initially becoming Fast and Furious whistleblower.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
With retired special Operations Soldier, former DIA intelligence collector, ex-DEA special agent, which was targeted by the deep state. Major Jeffrey Prather is with us. Jeffrey, you had brought up, PSYOPs operation that, interestingly, when you think of PSYOPs, you think about what's being done existentially, outside of the country to other countries. But it would appear today the PSYOPs operation are the chickens that have come home to roost.
Yeah, that's very true. And by the way, it's Prather.
Prather, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But okay. So I ended up serving in 4th Psychological Operations Group. It's the only active duty operations group, 1st Battalion, which is the Latin American Battalion, because in the 80s, that's where the focus was.
Mm-hmm.
Commanded actually an airborne operational detachment that would attach to Rangers and Special Forces. So I actually jumped in to the border of Honduras and Nicaragua, where the Contras were back in the day, saw the CIA stuff going on, and saw PSYOPs. And, of course, in my day, I jumped loudspeakers and we dropped leaflets. But today, psychological operations is more sophisticated, and it's really what has come out with ShadowNet and ShadowGate, which is the cyber information influence operations that have no longer been used against foreign adversaries, but have actually been used and turned against the American people. And this is a great crime and sin that our government and our military, but especially our intelligence communities, are committing against us. And it's very concerning because they shape PSYOPs is part of SOCOM, Special Operations Group, because it's a force multiplier. It shapes the battlefield. And now the battlefield is really America.
Right.
And they are shaping the narrative. And I often say we are now engaged in a fourth generation, which is a resistance movement like our revolution that is legal, moral, ethical, and nonviolent against our own government in our own country. Our worst adversaries are our own government and the intelligence community behind all of this.
And this is amazing how it has aligned itself with a political party as well. And maybe they're just utilizing the Democratic Party as a tool because maybe you know better and give us some additional insight into this, Major, is that there's something higher yet above the Democratic Party. It only seems that they're servicing the Democratic Party, but there may be an even deeper ulterior purpose and leadership group. Is that possible?
Well, I certainly think so, but I would call it the Uniparty at this time. Well, the Democratic Party is openly demonic, openly about killing babies and doing everything. I actually hold the Republican Party and the RINOs, the Republican name only, even more accountable because they're supposedly constitutional and Christian, and for the most part, they aren't. There's very few real statesmen out there, and it's really the Uniparty that is running this. But beyond that, it is the intelligence community, the fourth branch of government that's really running the government from behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, as a Christic chaplain, I would say that there are demonic, satanic principalities and powers that because it's so extensive across the board. And I'm talking now beyond the Pilgrim Society, beyond the Bilderbergs, all of that.
Right.
As well. You're really sourcing it. That's where all this comes to.
Well, when you eliminate God from the scene, and the Democrats were quite overt about it in 2000 at their national convention, as you'll recall, they took God out of their platform. And of course, since then, they have manifest every form of evil possible. But, what's frustrating, on so many levels, just like you say, what has become the Uniparty, that there are Republicans inside the Beltway that are near the underbelly of what's going on, and they're going along to get along. And it's just, I don't know, it's incomprehensible to to understand how captured they've become, and they themselves have become, they've acquiesced and become, in a sense, willing partners in part of the Uniparty and no longer the Republican Party.
I think that's very well said. And, you know, something else I have is a chaplaincy. It's ChristChaplaincy.com. Mm-hmm. It's non-denominational, but the point there is, if you look at the second commandment, which is, I'm a jealous God, I have no other gods before us, and the Ten Commandments are in Congress and they're in the Supreme Court as the foundation for our law.
Exactly.
Divine law is the foundation for natural law, which is then the foundation for our law. The reason for that is, if you're no longer focused on God, if we are no longer a godly nation, mm-hmm. then you can focus on the disconnected, fallen, lesser demonic demigods, the Nephilim, the fallen.
Right.
And in that really fits what's going on, because that's Baal, which is the god of greed.
Yes.
That's Molech, which is the god of the demigod of child sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And fetuses that are aborted are burned, just as that is the way Molech was done,
okay.
and including by the Israelites as well. And mm-hmm. then the last one is Ishtar, the god of transgenderism. So if you put mm-hmm. this into a Christic context, it actually snaps into focus very clearly
mm-hmm.
what's going on. And if you put that in conjunction with a historical focus, where if you look at, for example, The Fate of Empires by Sir John Glum,
mm-hmm.
Where all empires begin to collapse at about the 250 to 275 year mark.
Right.
Then you can exactly see where we are at.
Yeah. And we're following the models of these previous empires, you know, abandonment of God. I mean, for a while, you may cycle, like in the book of Judges, as you know, Major, the people would begin to see things according to their eyes, own eyes, as they would step away from God. They would deal with calamities, persecutions, to the point that then they would cry out to God. God, in his inimitable grace and mercy, would send a leader and, readjust them back toward God for a while until, you know, things were going so good again that they decided to see things according to their own eyes. And so whether or not America or the world, because sometimes we're so America-centric, we think it's only happening in America. But the fact of the matter is we see these calamities happening around the world. And this would be consistent with what some would understand, because that's one thing that I get from people around the world, Major. They say, is God judging us? I said, the fact that you asked that question is quite interesting, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. And, we got to remember that what brought the pilgrims here was the Geneva Bible being published in English for the first time. And they're like, hey, this isn't what you're preaching. We got to go. We got to give up everything. The Wampanoag, the people of the Dawn's Early Light who welcomed the pilgrims and saved the pilgrims, were already focused on God. They had already left the Aztec ziggurats where they were child sacrificing in Central America. Those had already faded out. Congress publishes the first Bible for instruction in public schools, for moral instruction and for grammatical syntax, both. And all of a sudden now we're away from that. What the Congress said is they don't want to have a national religion like the Church of England, but they never mm-hmm. said there has to be, we have to separate church and state. That's not what was said, but that the precedent has been interpreted that, and now We see pedophile public schools and tranny teachers, and this is totally a result of infiltration by evil. And so we've got mm-hmm. to return to a godly foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important, or we just can't make it back. I've served with a lot of really amazing tier one warriors, and they always have a faith basis, a connection. None of them that I've ever met were atheists or anything like that.
Right.
It varied, but they always had it, because it gets so hard. Those filters at advanced levels get so hard that you got to have something beyond just the physical to get there.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Major Jeffrey Prather after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. Hawaii Governor Josh Green said yesterday that only a handful of the victims of the wildfire have been identified so far. The death toll from the Hawaii wildfires now up to 106. A Utah man who was killed by FBI agents earlier this month had confronted police with an assault-style rifle 5 years ago. Former President Trump says he plans to release a detailed report he claims will show fraud during the 2020 election in Georgia and will exonerate him in the recent indictment. The Pacific Northwest bracing for near-record temperatures this week as a dangerous heat wave settles over the region. Heat warnings in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. The United Auto Workers pressing for a strike vote against Detroit's Big Three automakers. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bill Martinez here, along with the good Major, who joins us to talk about all sorts of things, you know, because we're dealing with serious levels here that go beyond the physical. And Major Jeffrey Prather is with us, a retired special operations soldier, former DIA intelligence collector, ex-DEA special agent, and now AMP News intelligence officer, because what we're dealing with and seeing in the physical, as you know, Jeffrey, starts in the spiritual. And so there's a lot of commotion happening in the spiritual that is now coming out and being manifest physically, as you outlined earlier. The gods of Moloch, Ishtar, all these are on display. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Jonathan Cahn or not and his best-selling book, Rise of the Gods. You know, this is what's happening, is that we've got the gods coming back.
Wow, you are right on. Yes, I'm referencing Khan's book, and the Shadim, the evil spirits. And
yes,
he goes right through scripture on that, and you're right all over it. Yeah, and American Media Periscope and John Michael Chambers not only have given me a show, the Prather Brief, Mondays and Wednesdays, but they also support Operation Underground Railroad. And because I've done one child rescue, but my career is very similar to Ballard's. He was CIA, I was DIA, he was DHS, I was DEA, he worked 10 years on the border, I worked 10 years on the border. And of course, my orphaned experience, is very applicable. But yeah, you're hitting it right on the head. That's it. I do lots of interviews. You're like the first guy who's brought that up and hit that exactly. So, well done.
Well, being a theologian, you're going to get this, you know, as a bonus, you know. So I'm very committed to the Word of God, and we see what's being manifest right now. And because, you know, I believe that we underestimate, the common man underestimates the power of the supernatural. And we have to think differently and more strategically and scripturally in order to defend ourselves, not only defend, but also to be offensive, because God didn't lay us out here just to be a doormat to the supernatural, right?
Very true. And so that you've got to have the gifts of the fruits of the Holy Spirit of deliverance and discernment. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're simply literally devil's food. And when de Tocqueville came over here and looked at the American Revolution, because France was in love with Benjamin Franklin, even though George Washington was our first rock star, yeah. he was kind of amazed because all the peasants in their sod houses could read. They were illiterate. The reason they could is because everybody had one book, and it was the Bible. And not only did the Bible teach good morals, but it also had complex syntax and grammar. If you look at the early speeches by Lincoln and Washington, they're biblical with complex sentences. And now you look at nobody can barely speak at all. So a return to our foundations is very important. We're not going to get there any other way. Mm-hmm. And since you are such a biblical scholar, I'll mention if you haven't, check out Dan Abbott's Revolutionary Strategies of Early Christianity, because that really shows how early Christians outloved the Roman Empire, that they could not outfight, and that Yeshua and Paul's strategies were very, very clear about doing that. And there's a lot of parallels between the fallen Roman Republic and the fallen American Republic. And the collapsing Roman Empire, the collapsed Roman Empire and the collapsing American Empire. Yeah. And a return to a Christic centerpiece, I think, is crucial to that.
You know, Major, you bring up an important point here. Many people believe that just because this, you know, what has happened in the past with empires, I understand models and systems and that sort of thing, but there is a reason you and I today are talking about this. We have intel, we have experience, we have the background of information that God is revealing to us for a particular reason. And I think the opportunity for us and those that believe is to do something different, that we do not necessarily have to follow the same extinct pattern of empires before. You know, I may be talking, you know, just so far off the top of my head, but for some reason I sense in my spirit there's some validity to this, because I think that, you know, when we get together, you know, and people like ourselves in exchanging ideas and coming up with tactics to where, you know, the outcome could be different, and that it would be more glorious. And when I'm saying glorious, I'm not talking about humankind. I'm talking about because of Almighty God.
Well, I think if you really look into scripture, so we'll delve into that a bit, because you're right on top of that, is with the end of World War II, where the state of Israel is enacted in a day, fulfilling yes. Joshua and a whole bunch of other stuff, that then activates end time scripture as well. And so you start seeing the mark showing up. You know, Trudeau's got the mark in his forehead. They're talking about putting the mark in the right palm where you can't buy or sell. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who don't know Torah, which is Old Testament, which, by the way, is not Talmud. Talmud is Pharisaic commentary, and it's evil. They've got trannies and all kinds of stuff. It's just Torah, because Yeshua in Matthew 23 says, I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. Mm-hmm. But you've got to abandon Talmud and just go with Torah. Then my wife, before she became Christian, she was raised in an Orthodox Jewish household. Her dad was a World War II vet, too. Oh, Orthodox wow. Jew, great guy. And every day he would tefillin. He would wrap his left arm with the word of God, as is commanded in Torah. But what we're seeing is the exact opposite of that. So putting the mark in your right hand is the counter to putting the word of God on your left arm. And the pineal gland mark, of course, is where Jacob wrestled with the angel.
Exactly.
So if you really take history and scripture and you really delve into it, and plus, you know, because of my background in covert operations, no, I would say it's it is going to collapse, and that follows scripture.
Right.
But what will follow will be much better, but it's going to get a lot worse than it is. They are clearly collapsing it right now.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I've maintained, Major, that unless we had what I refer to as a Nineveh moment, as you remember in reading the Bible, the nation of Nineveh, that Jonah had was given marching orders to go and bring a message to, a message of repentance. And, you know, he was really upset with God because he knew God's heart, that God would forgive them. And, you know, here it is, the Ninevites, these are a bunch of heathens. These are Gentiles. These aren't even, you know, Jewish people. And, he just didn't want to go. And, but as we know the story, and the Ninevites, even as heathens and Gentiles, heard the word of God, they responded. It was to the point that everybody was wearing sackcloth, including the animals. I mean, that's quite a display of repentance. You know, we could only pray that America possibly could get an Nineveh moment, but barring an Nineveh moment, we're on that road to the final chapter of the book of Revelations, no doubt.
Well, I think there are sections that are coming back to Christ and Constitution, and then there are sections that are just being destroyed. And, you know, just to carry that on, you know, a lot of people have been commenting about Halpern coming out and talking about the Q plan, the Trump plan. And
yeah,
someone who's executed lots of plans, no plan survives first contact. Plans are useless. Plan is invaluable. Develop the situation before it develops you. But the military, and people say the military is in charge. The military is not this singular entity. There may be elements, but I can tell you, having spent decades in the military, and the military is one that are the ones that are exercising through the intelligence community, through the CIA, the bioweapons of the jabs under military emergency orders. So that the military is not coming to our now ex-military guys that are faithful. Yeah, that's an answer. But the military structure has been subsumed and subordinated to the intelligence community, which is part of it is the CIA, part of it is the FBI.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from the Major himself, Major Jeffrey Prather, AMP News Intelligence Officer. Stay with us. We've got more after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you
don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with Major Jeffrey Prather, retired Special Operations Soldier, AMP, News Intelligence Officer. Major, before we pick up on a couple of other topics here, I did want to give you an opportunity to explain to our viewers AMP, what they're all about, and how they can become engaged with your organization.
Well, American Media Periscope, AMP, is an alternative news source to the fake news, corruption, the psyops. The intelligence community really control the mainstream news. And so John Michael Chambers, the founder of that, friend of mine, he and I both spoke at the first Freedom and Health Conference in Tulsa back in the day when Mike Lindell, General Flynn, and I and others spoke. And people really have to leave that fake news because I haven't been on Fox News for years or Laura Ingraham because I exposed the Fast and Furious stuff. And I'll say stuff like Antifa.com still goes to WhiteHouse.gov, and they're not going to have me on for stuff like that. So American Media Periscope is building the parallel news structure that's so important. And I will say they also even have my chaplaincy on there, Christ Chaplaincy. So they're quite bold and quite focused, as well. And so I give them a lot of credit. They're not the only platform out there, but they're one platform that's doing a lot, to inform the American people. Because again, it's really about deception operations. It's,
exactly.
That's how the deep state functions. Because if people knew what they were, they would not, put up with it. And cover is not concealment, but the deep state's cover has been their concealment. And your show and American Media Periscope and my Prather Point, we are all revealing them even more. So that's really part of Revelations.
Well, Jeffrey, as much as we can, I mean, from day one, we've been doing this for, 15 years. I've been in broadcasting for over 50 years. And I believe when God had directed me into this genre, it was to pursue the truth, the whole truth, nothing but based on a biblical worldview, as we touched on earlier. And it is becoming increasingly challenging. As you say, the tentacles of the deep state, the control of our First Amendment right at every turn. I mean, even today, Joe Biden had announced that he has declared an emergency order for climate. Well, now anything that comes under an authorized emergency declared by the President of the United States comes powers and force upon our lifestyles that are non-negotiable. Until we take it to court, this could be a matter of years, possibly. It could take him all the way to the end of his administration. And look at how much damage his policies have caused America so far.
Yeah, that's very insightful and breaking news there. And, of course, the Charlie One-Niner emergency orders were, again, allowed all that to happen and all of those things to be to go around compliancy. And also the military, I'll break another story here. The military, the DOD, is about to take over pharmacological control. That just came out the other day as well. So clearly this is another way to try and control us, and is something we've got to be very aware of and resist at every level. And that means homeschool, home church, homework. A lot of big churches are very corrupted. Public schools are totally corrupted, and we simply got to get out of those and leave them. One thing about being an intelligence officer and a special agent, both of those jobs require me to have confidential informants, or what they call now confidential human sources, which means somebody's got to work with me to be inside. So if we just stop working with them, that's a big move towards neutralizing them. We're starting to see that where, I make the analogy between Oliver North and Ray Epps. And recently the FBI went to a Marine boot camp and tried to recruit a Marine and they failed. So it's really all about the human terrain and the battlefield of the soul. And they are losing terrain daily.
Yeah. Exactly. And I would agree with you, Jeffrey, because this is what I'm starting to see is that people are starting to own their own knowledge. This is one of the mantras that we keep saying on this show is that you must own your own knowledge. I mean, you're hearing from Major, you're hearing from myself. Don't just take our word for it. Hopefully you're ambitious enough and you apply some critical thinking enough to find out for yourself that you're not just spouting off somebody else's talking points and you have the depth of a bumper sticker. We need activated citizens of this country right now, today, this minute, don't we?
We do. And so in Fast and Furious, we expose the government running guns and running drugs. And then what is coming out now is the military was behind all of the shutdowns through Charlie One-Niner. And so it's not much of a stretch now to say, and I am saying very clearly, if you look at the Finder's files, which are in the own unclassified FBI vault, and Ted Gunderson has said this, and I had Tara Rodas, who was an HHS whistleblower the other day, that it is the FBI, the CIA, the government, and Child Protective Services, particularly in Arizona, because so much comes across the border. The deep state's dark economy of weapons, drugs, and people that the government is in on running child trafficking.
Well, and the thing is that people are surprised, Jeffrey, to realize that, that the infrastructure has been long established, well within, I think just about all, according to one map I looked at, all but maybe eight states that the that the evil forces that are on the other side of the border, the cartels, as we know, are operating quite effectively and efficiently here domestically within the United States. And if you think not, what was it last night? They were showing pictures of, looked like soldiers. They were armored up coming across with weapons into the interior of the United States unheeded.
Yeah, and that really, even some of that is Michael Yon, friend of mine, former Special Forces soldier, the Ernie pilot of this generation. But that's really old news. That's been going on a long time. Mm-hmm. The cartels, I really fought the Sinaloa cartel, have had their own militaries, their own uniforms, their own Humvees for a long time. They also buy off the Mexican military. But now they are, now what I say is the corporate cartels of Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna mm-hmm. have bought off our own governments. And again, when Vice President Nixon under Eisenhower went to Fort Detrick and got rid of the bioweapons, mm-hmm. but the CIA grabbed them, gave them to BARDA and DARPA to develop. And now we are really in an age of all these bioweapons. And, yeah, the Sinaloa cartel is real bad. The Zetas are real bad. But the corporate cartels are much, much worse. And, you know, I'm intimately familiar with the borders. The plazas, the corridors are totally now controlled by the cartels. Nothing comes across that is not they don't take a mordida, a bite out of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, without a doubt.
¿Habla español, señor?
Sí, sí, entiendo más mejor.
Hablo un poquito, sí.
Yes.
Mordita is a little bite, you know.
Yes, so I get that. Mordita, yeah. That's what my abuela would always say. Here, un mordita. That's it. No más.
Yeah. Right. But they take a little bite of everything that comes across, whether
exactly.
it's a child, whether it's drugs or guns, going both ways. And they say to the military and law enforcement there, plomo o plata. Do you want my bullets or do you want my silver?
Exactly.
And I will say right now, I have worked from the Arizona border, the Mexican, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, Bolivia, Chile, all the way to the Latin American people are fabulous people. I love them to death. They are religious, hardworking, family-oriented people. They mm-hmm. just have had corrupted governments, and we now have a third-world banana republic government. We have become Venezuela, and I've worked Venezuela.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a couple minutes left, and I did want to get your read on the heartbreak of what we saw coming out of Southern California, Daryl Issus, and the meeting with the Gold Star families and what happened to Afghanistan, in Afghanistan.
So my heart goes out to them. Anytime a Gold Star mom asks for anything, we deliver. But that was a setup. The government was in on it. And so let me back up and say Fast and Furious was an international covert gun run operation. Benghazi was an international covert gun run operation.
I'm glad you said Benghazi because I was going to ask you about that because it's so similar to Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It's all the same. And then mm-hmm. Afghanistan has become the biggest of those. And those brave Marines, soldiers, and sailors, they found the suicide bomber. They identified him. They asked for permission
mm-hmm.
to interdict him. They were denied. And they were set up. That was an ambush. This is not another intelligence failure. It is planned. The government, the military, and the intelligence communities are targeting us. And, you know, my heart and prayer goes out to those folks. But it is a tragedy.
Well, Major Jeffrey Prather, I cannot thank you enough. It was an honor to have you on with us, you know, this afternoon. I look forward to continuing this conversation because the dangers remain. They remain, and they're becoming more and more imminent and obvious, aren't they?
They are, and that's a good thing because more people are waking up.
Amen. Well, Major Prather, again, thank you for being with us today. For more information and to be a part of this mighty Martinez movement to return to God and to save our country, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. May God bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Go and be blessed beyond your imagination. Thanks for being with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Joe.